So Sir Richard asked his Twitter followers, what do we need to do to save capitalism? He asked his Twitter followers, how can business change the world for the better? And then this Economist article goes on to say that this has been up for Sir Richard for quite some time, probably since Occupy or the Egyptian Revolution in 2011. Coincidentally, it's been up for him. How do we regain the initiative here? So he's been rolling out initiative after initiative, hooking in, I'm sorry to have to say. Well, I'm hoping for the better here, so let's just move on. It ain't never too late. As long as breath is in our bodies, for us to reclaim our wandering souls, because it's insidious, power is, because we want to realize our gifts, don't we? We want them to live in the world, and they offer a little rocket boost, right? It's like stepping on an escalator. It's like, whoa, you know, all of a sudden, there's means to actually be these things and do these things that I've always wanted to. That's seductive. But as long as we are Earth, it can reclaim us. And I don't mean by death. I mean our souls can grow again. Always. As Tracy Chapman told us, all that you have is your soul. And hers may have wandered a bit, but the earth pulled her coat. And that happens to big hearts, big souls. It does. It does. The pulling the coat thing. And then you have a choice. And if you choose growing your soul, your gifts authentically, you're back on the side with the earth and your brothers and sisters.